What's in the news? Revelers turned rescuers.
What started out as a relaxing cruise quickly turned into a rescue mission.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. During Hurricane Irma, passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship were given a choice. They could get off or stay on and go help some of the islands devastated by the storm.
We spent, you know, 16 days, 17 days together on sea together, and we all got to know each other in an environment, in a really tough environment.
Robert Mahoney and his wife were among 70 who stayed on.
This would be an opportunity to help people out. We were glad to stay on board and help out in any way we could.
CBS's DeMarco Morgan.
The ship picked up passengers in St. Martin and St. Thomas. What's usually a party boat turned into a floating shelter housing hundreds of people.
We're busted from hurricane. Hallelujah.
Some of the rescued sang for joy when the ship arrived in Puerto Rico and thanked the crew that came to their rescue.
It was horrible, but thank God we made it.
We made it.
And thank you, all people. You're doing good job.
Royal Caribbean Chairman Richard Fain.
They would talk to them. They would help them. They wanted to help us distribute supplies. And so we were quite pleased. Sometimes a disaster brings out the best and sometimes the worst. Here, I think we saw the best in so many people.
Mahoney says it was the time of his life.
I would do it again tomorrow. Is there anything I could do to help somebody, you know, talk to somebody, bring somebody back from the lowest of low, would be my absolute pleasure.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.